The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you where I come from.
What's good again, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Gideon. This is the Promote Your Business Show on World of Style Radio. And we're going to get another Bible Lens. We always do visions of Bible Lens. And let's get this show started with. Now, I'm going to start off with a song. Because I'm promoting this artist right now. And if you listen to my show these previous days, you should know who I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me go. I'm talking about Sean Milley with his number one hit on all streaming platforms, Love Me.
See, I ain't got that much time left. I give you my all and all you give me is your wife to keep. What I'ma do with it, I think it's best if I move to the left. Cause I know that somebody waited on all the love I gotta keep. I'm wondering when you gon' love me. Cause I'm tired of waiting patiently, baby. When you gon' love me, and if you ain't gon' love me like I love me, you should tell me.
You should tell me.
Oh no no no. Oh Lord, oh Lord. ain't been calling me, baby. So that nigga that you sneaking with, let him know you ain't shit before he get too deep in it, baby. Do me a favor, either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck raised you, girl? You're acting like this shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love me, I'm tired of waiting patiently, baby. When you gon'
let's get this show started. Sorry for the little notification noises. But you know, tonight is the promotion business show. That's for the entrepreneurs, business owners, anyone with something to promote. You call us at 347-202-3318. That is 347-202-3318 to promote what you got going on. And the artist you just heard was Sean Milley. I discovered Sean Milley through TikTok. Heard the snippet of that song and was instantly in love with the song. And you know, TikTok, it ain't like listening to it on Spotify where you could put it on repeat. No. That means we have to keep watching the video, keep watching the video, keep watching the video. And that video of him singing the song Love Me, it's been circling TikTok like crazy. People are doing dances to it. People are lip syncing to it. This song has blown up. Just from that snippet, it dropped Friday. The whole album called Randomly dropped on Friday, midnight Friday. And already, when I saw the numbers for the song, it was at 1,000 and something. 2 days later, it's at 4,000 and something. And I said, I want this song to have higher numbers than his song, Janae, that was already out because he released it as a single. And I said, because that was the top song, and I said, I want, you know, Love Me to have bigger numbers than that. So, you know, you keep going back and checking. I looked, I said, oh, what? It then went up to 9,000 or something. So it's still behind, still a little bit behind Janae, but it rose to 9,000 or something. The number, I'm going to give you the number for this song, and this is Spotify's numbers, because this is how many times this song I just played for y'all has been played on Spotify, just on Spotify. 15,469 times. Love Me has been played on Spotify. The song that I said was the number one song by him, Paul Janae, is at 10,468. And I put it in the atmosphere and I said, I want the level to be at higher numbers than Janae, and it is. And it's still rising. I'm sure that if I was to close Spotify out right now, open it up, back up, let's say tomorrow, the numbers are going to be totally different than what they are now. This song is a smash on TikTok. And the people who are loving it can wait for it to drop on Friday. That said, on TikTok, people are duetting it. People are creating dances to it. I think it was the other day, yesterday, or the other, or Monday, I was in here trying to figure out how the video for this song should go. That's how much I like this song, that I was thinking about how he should put this video together. I was like, I had the thought of, you know, now, you know, like Facebook has portals, you can video chat with somebody. So I was thinking along the lines of that, or FaceTime, along the lines of that, where he calls her, and as soon as she pick up and says hello, that's when the song starts, and he says, and, you know, he says that line, and he says, I ain't got much time left. I gave you my all, and all you gave me was your ass. So when she picks up and says hello, and he says that, you know, he says that line, right? And then before, and then she, you can see her facial expression, and she's gonna look like she's about to say something, and then he finishes what he was saying. And all you see is, like, her facial expression, like, she's shocked that he said that to her. Like, she's shocked that he's saying these things to her. And it's like, every time she want to go and she want to say something, it's like, he's coming quick with it. That was one way I had thought of the video. I thought about it. And I said, well, because he says I ain't got much time left. So then I thought about him being in the studio. Because he is an artist, and he's working on music, and the person he's working on music with is like, you know how people trying to rush you, and they point to their watch like, come on, we ain't got time. So I was thinking along that way too, like he's in the studio, and she comes to see him in the studio, the person going, yo, but he's like, wait a minute, because she's there, nigga. And he wants to have the conversation. And then they have the and then that's when the song starts. And they have him and he's singing the words to her. And she's just like, flabbergasted. You know, she got, but all you see is her facial expressions to what he is saying. She doesn't say nothing throughout the video. All you just see is her facial expression while he's singing this song to her. That was my thoughts, you know, on how the video should be. But I'm sure that if he does drop a video for this song, that the video matches exactly what he is saying in that song. Because I've seen videos before, and the song, the video doesn't capture the essence of what the song is about. You understand what I'm saying? Here's a guy in love with a woman, and she's doing him dirty. And he knows she's doing him dirty. And that's why he said to her, yeah, I ain't got that much on this. I gave you my all, and all you gave me is your ass to kiss. What am I going to do with this? And he said, So he said that, like, he said, what I'm going to do with this? You know what I'm saying? And then the chorus is, when you will love me, because I'm tired of waiting patiently. And then he says, you will love me, because if you ain't going to love me like I love, like a L-O-V-E, you should tell me. when you really listen to the lyrics, your mind is gonna be like, yeah, I can see how this video is gonna go. And you want the essence of what this song is about. The video should be exactly what the essence of this song is about. Because we always see women create songs about men doing them dirty, and it's reflected in the video. This is a woman doing a man dirty. We don't ever really see videos like that too much or hear songs like that too much. But this is one of those songs that's reflecting a woman doing a man dirty. And I want the video to match the essence of that song. So the artist's name is Shawn Milley. And it's S-H-A-U-N-M-I-L-L-I. He's on Amazon. He's on Apple. He's on Spotify. If you listen to Tidal, I don't know if he's on Tidal. Because when you Google his name, only it shows that he's on Apple, Amazon, and Spotify. It doesn't show the symbol for Tidal. But he might be on there as well. Yes, he's on YouTube. So you put the same name in on YouTube. You can follow his YouTube. Because he does post his songs that are on the album to his YouTube. If you want to listen to it that way. If you don't have a streaming service to listen to your music and you listen through YouTube, you can put his name in there and you can get it through YouTube and listen through YouTube. Go like his page and like the song. I gotta come up with a good playlist on Spotify, and his songs gotta be in there. Gotta put his song in there. Some people go listen to that playlist. All the songs is, see, when I create playlists, all the songs I put in that playlist go with each other. You know, like, if you're making a sandwich, you're going to put in your sandwich what meats you know go together. Or if you're a person who likes peanut butter and jelly, right? You're peanut butter and jelly sandwich with either grape jelly or strawberry jelly, if that's what you like. It goes to, you know what I'm saying? But peanut butter goes better with grape jelly. I'm just saying. So every song in your playlist has to kind of meld with each other. Like, my playlist tells a story through the title. Playlists tell a story through the title. So, right, his is called Love Me, right? And this is kind of like a heartbreak song. I guess you could say kind of a heartbreak song. So all the songs that would be in the playlist with this song would be kind of like that heartbreak song, or be all those songs that the person's wishing they had some, had love or whatever. But once again, his name is Shawn Milley. I'm going to spell it for you again because, you know, there's different ways of spelling Shawn, so I don't try to spell it wrong. It is S-H-A-U-N-M-I-L-L-I. If you got Spotify, he's definitely on Spotify. And his album is called One in a Million. It's an 8-track album. So that's my artist I'm promoting right now that I want y'all to go check out. And if you're listening from another country, I want you to share this artist with the people in your country. If you like listening to R&B, I want you to share it. Share Sean Milley. I want him to be a big artist like all the other artists we listen to. I want him to know he's independent. I want him to be as big as Chris Brown, even though he's independent. Because he can really sing. You know, there's artists that got good songs, but they can't really sing. Because the studio was helping making their vocals sound good. The studio know how to make artists' vocals sound good that really can't sing. So that's Sean Milley, and there was a business I wanted to share with y'all. I'm trying to remember where I had it post, where I saw the post, or if I saved the post in my Facebook, but it was a business. This is the Promote Your Business show. And there is a nationwide shrimp recall. I'm going to have to look at that to see what company. I'm not going to do it right now, but I'm going to look at it to see what company. Okay, I don't have it. I don't have it on my Instagram. Because normally I save stuff about, you know, different businesses to my Instagram too. Let's see. Okay, this I'm not gonna share with y'all. So TV Startup Inc. is a company that will help you launch your own channel on Roku. Yes. I mean, you could do it yourself through Roku if you know about, I guess you could say coding and all that stuff. And I know back in the day it was HTML. You need to know HTML if you wanted to build your own website and all that stuff. Right? And it will help you. I'm trying to... they will help you build your own. I'm trying to read it so I can read it to y'all, but I keep hitting something that, okay. It says, want to launch your own Roku channel and up to 50 million viewers? Explode your online audience with no technical experience. See other video creators just like you have succeeded using our platforms. So, and what's say this is dope, and this is a for people who are bloggers. This is good for people who went to school for journalism and wanted to be a news journalist. This is a way to start, like Martin started his own network and started his own daily digital show called the Rollamon Unfiltered. This is where you can do the same thing. Create your own TV show or TV network through Roku. Now, all people got to do is go into Roku, go into search, put in the name. Let's just say like if I did it, all you have to do, you would put in Road to Starting TV. That's what I would call it. Road to Starting TV, and you would put that in, and the channel will come up. You download it to Roku. And the programming I would have on there is programming that I do basically what I do on the radio. And I would keep exposing you to indie artists. So I would have shows like Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I do the indie experience, right? So I would still do the experience, but it would be not just live on Blog Talk, but it would be live on the channel as well. So we would figure out a way that Blog Talk and Cool Channel are working simultaneously so that you get live callers calling in. You get to hear the music that is being played. I'm telling you who the artists are. But the show won't be, the radio version of the experience is 2 hours. I think that if I did the TV version, the TV version would be an hour. And this is how I would do it. Right, I would pick the songs that I'm playing for that day. Just say like, okay, I say I'm going to do R&B, right? So I would pick an hour's worth of R&B. And you'll be hearing an hour's worth of R&B, but you will get to see me, the host. Not only will you hear me through Blog Talk, but you will see me live through the channel. And so that's on the lines of what I'm thinking, you know. And then remember back in the day, we had video music box, and we had video countdown shows where you saw your favorite artist's video. Remember Rap City had the countdown, and they always said, let's see who's going to make number one. Long ago, gone are those days of the countdown. And I want to bring that back, but it's going to be nothing but indie music. It's not going to be, you're not going to see a Jay-Z video in the countdown. You're not going to see Nas. You're going to see nothing but the indie artists who I play on this station. Those are the artists whose videos you will see in the countdown. Because I'm exposing you to artists you've never heard of before. Because everybody know who Jay-Z is. If you don't know who Jay-Z is, it's because you don't listen to hip-hop. But even if you don't listen to hip-hop, you still would know who Jay-Z is, because Jay-Z is not just an artist. You understand what I'm saying? Jay-Z is not just an artist. And, you know, every third Wednesday of every month is the Promote Your Business show. And being that it will be live on television on the Road to Starting TV channel on Roku, look how many businesses will get exposure to an audience that they never had before. That's what it's all about, exposing the artists, entrepreneurs, and businesses to new audiences that they never would have been exposed to. And then, because I got the Indie Experience Friday night, Saturday night Indie Mix. Then it's Mixerati Sunday. And with that, I can mix all genres of music in one show. And sometimes when I do Thursday's Indie Experience, I have to mix in that old school music with the new school. You know? Like if I'm playing all hip-hop, I might throw that old school hip-hop in there as well with the new school hip-hop. Yeah. So, and I would add new shows and give other people who want to be broadcasters an opportunity to have their own show under the Road to Stardom TV. Or I might keep what I'm doing now on Blog Talk, just on Blog Talk, and create all new content for the TV channel. You understand what I'm saying? You know, people are doing web series. I'm not that creative of a writer to put together a web series. But I know who's someone who's already done it that I would, if let's just say we're starting to exist, I would take the web series they already did and put it on my channel. Not only are people watching it through YouTube, if they download the Road to Stardom app, Road to Stardom TV app through Roku, they can watch it on their Roku and don't have to go to YouTube and watch it. And watch it through there, don't have to worry about commercials, you know, because, you know, on YouTube, when you're watching something, a commercial that you watch it for a little bit, and then here comes a commercial. If you pay for Roku's premium service. I mean, YouTube's premium service, then you don't get the commercials. But people are not paying YouTube's premium service to not get the commercials. So, by watching it through the Roku, you don't get the commercials. Like, you probably would get a commercial in there, but it would be, it'll be all figured out, but, and then, like, even though, like, I do interviews on the station, I would have interviews done with artists and entrepreneurs and business owners on the, yeah. And like I said, it's giving these people exposure to more of your business, more customers and artists, more fans. That's what Road to Stardom is all about, helping. You know what I'm saying? Well, the song is all about helping. But I was thinking about doing that myself. But if you, like I said, if you're a person who wants to get into broadcasting, want to do your own, like, podcast, you can create your own stage, your own Roku channel, and do your podcast from there. And if you do it live on your Roku channel or whatever, how it works. You do it live through your Roku channel, and then you post it to your YouTube. Yep. The only way it can, like, like the web series, if you remember the web series Money and Violence, right? And this is a show that got, that made people really get interested in watching web series. When they got their deal with Tidal, right? It came out first on Tidal, and then it released, they released it on their website, and then released it to YouTube. YouTube was live for the release of the episode. They had to release it first to Tidal. And so the only way to see it is you have a Tidal subscription. And then after it aired on Tidal, it launched, it dropped on the website. Then after it dropped on the website, then they dropped it to their YouTube. And that's what I'm saying is you drop it on your Roku channel first, right? And let it pick up numbers, and then drop it to your YouTube. Like, let's just say if your web series, an episode comes out every Monday, you drop an episode. So, right? Say this past Monday you dropped an episode. That same episode you just dropped this Monday, you let a week go by, and then when you go to drop the next episode on your Roku channel, that's when you drop it to the YouTube, so that whole week people was watching it through your Roku channel, and your Roku channel is picking up numbers off of your web series. And then when you drop the next episode, so that's when you drop that first episode to your YouTube, and you keep doing it that way so that the episodes at least pick up some numbers for that week that you dropped it, and then you put it on your YouTube. Yep. Gosh, if you a writer and you've done a short film and you filmed it, you can put that up there. Man, that'll be good for those. Like I said, you want to have your own podcast, it'll be good. Yep. So, yeah. So, yeah. And for those of you who like to do cooking tutorials, you have your own cooking channel. It could be like the Food Network, all these different cooking shows. You can have your own cooking channel. And you get a group, if you are legit a chef, because some people call themselves chef, and they went to one culinary school. Went to near culinary school, but called themselves a chef. I know when I post my food to Instagram, when I say have chef life, I spell life with a Y and not an I. And I also hashtag home cook. I went to culinary school, so even though I may not have graduated, I did go to culinary school. I know what a culinary school is. And I went to one of the best, Johnson & Wales. So, but I don't go around calling myself a chef. Even though I know how to cook and make different dishes like they taught me at culinary school, I don't go around saying I'm a chef knowing I don't have a privilege to say I'm a chef. Like, I don't call myself a chef, but yes, when I post my food, I do hashtag chef life. Because that's what chefs do, because chefs do get creative, and they come up with dishes, and they like to share their creation. But on a daily basis, I don't call myself a chef. But I'm saying for those who are chefs, or you just love to cook, you can create your own cooking channel. Okay, if you have Roku, some of you may not have Roku, I may have Amazon Fire Stick, but for those who have Roku, there is a thing you download called Roku Developer. And that's where you're going to go in there and put your channel together for Roku. But this app, as I told you, TV Startup Inc., helps you do that helps you do that instead of you having to do it yourself. Because I'm computer savvy, but I ain't that good. Yes, I've taken classes and learned some stuff, but I'm not that good to where I could put my own damn channel together. This is why if you go through TV Startup Inc., I signed up. You got to sign up. And I signed up the email me and said, oh, let us know when you want us to demo how it's done. They will give you a demonstration of how it's done, and then from there you could decide if you want to do it or not. But see, the thing is, you gotta, I'm sure they're gonna show you a demo, and after they show you the demo, they're gonna throw a plan at you, and then you have to pay some kind of money amount for them to put your channel together. If it's reasonable, if it's a reasonable price, I say go for it. But if it's a price like you say, that's too rich for my blood, then don't do it. Or if you know somebody who's good at coding and putting apps and stuff together, you know somebody who know how to do that and don't mind helping you out, then I say go that route. Just like, we need graphic when we doing things. We need graphic designers to do our graphics. You know what I'm saying? But this is good. And it says bring your content directly to your audience. So everybody might not have Roku. But just think, you got a channel on Roku. How many people you know can say, if you do it, I got a channel on Roku. You got my own own Roku channel that I can just go in and click on and see my shows I've done, or that people that are working for my network are doing. And I think you throw commercials in there because you're making money from the commercials being played on your channel. But I think I went to one, and I didn't see any commercials. But if you do put commercials in, that's where the money comes in. Because that's those advertising dollars. Just think of the companies you might be interviewing for a show like a Promote Your Business show. And if they have commercials for their business, you could put their commercial up. They pay you a fee for you playing their commercial. Yeah. Yeah. Just think about that. I'm just saying, just think about it. Everybody want to get into the podcasting. This would be great. and you could keep adding shows to your channel. So just like I said, like I had the Promote Your Business show, BOE from the Pages to the Airways, Sixth and Road. Those are talking shows. So those will be good on the Roku channel. I think what I'm doing right now with the Artist Spotlight, that'll be good for the Roku channel. And if the artist is in another state, the artist could, virtually be there, you know what I'm saying, and still do the interview, and people could still see it, and those that are in the same state as a person who's doing the Artist Spot, say if it's me, they in my same state as New Jersey, then we can get together, and someone could film it for the Roku channel. And then you just click on the Roku, go to Stardom TV, click it on the Roku channel, and watch it. And then, but see, the way I want to do Artist Spotlight is I want them to perform live. That's how I want to do Artist Spotlight, where I pick an artist. It could be a rapper, be a singer, it doesn't matter the genre. And they, if I'm, recording it, like for TV, I want them to perform live. So that would be dope. When, like, that would be dope to do that. That would be real dope to do that. So not only will they perform music from the album that they're dropping, or if the album already dropped, they could perform a few songs off the album, and then there's an interview, and then they tell you where you can go get the album. Yeah. Have someone film it for you, or find a space where you can film it. We're in an event space to film it. It's going to cost whatever they charge, for an event. And then you need an audience. You're going to need people who's going to play as your audience. I mean, the artists themselves can invite their people to sit in the audience. And then do the Q&A, even though you're asking, as the host, you're asking the question, but then it'll be like a Q&A section where the people in the audience can ask the question. Like, while you're interviewing, the people in the audience can ask the question. You know what I'm saying? That will work. And then it'll be featured on the Roku channel. On your own Roku channel, if you did a show like that, it'll be featured on your own Roku channel. And when people go in there, they'll be able to see it. Yep. So that's just something to think about. For me, that's just something to think about. So, the app I use is called Bigo. It's called Bigo Live. You can go live on there, become a host, and make money. But on there, I don't want to be a host. I like going live, but I don't want to be a host. Because as a host, you got to, you got to do 2 hours a day. And then people less than you guess that was China, which China is the beans, and those beans add up to money once you hit your quota. And if you don't hit your quota, you don't make no money. But I'm going to continue. I did the artist spotlight, but where I spotlighted Sean Milley. And I did it twice already. And I'm going to keep doing it. So if you're an artist and you got music on Spotify, I play my music through Spotify. So if you're an artist, you're on Spotify, you can always email me and say, "Hey, Ms. Gecko, yes, this is my Spotify link. This is my new music. Or this is my music. I'd love to be spotlighted." And also, I'm doing it on my Instagram as well. And I share it to my Tumblr and to Twitter and Facebook, the Facebook page. So, like I did Sean Milley, let me go back to the Instagram. So, like I did Sean Milley, I told you the TikTok clip, I shared it right to Instagram. And I called it RTS Artist Spotlight, New R&B Love Me By, and I, you know, tagged them in the post. Off the album, One in a Milli, on all streaming platforms. So, and that's on Instagram. So, if you send me your Spotify link, right, I'm going to check out your music. I'm going to go live on Beagle, do the artist spotlight, put your artist name in. Some of y'all don't go by your government. So, but if you do go by your government, then and for me to spotlight you on my Instagram, just like Charlie has a snippet of the song, I need a snippet either of the actual video to the song or a snippet of you actually singing the song. So I can say artist spotlight, and you have to tell me, you send it to me through email, right? You send it to me through email, or, yeah, you can send it to me through email. And I will download it, share it to the Instagram, put it on the spotlight, and say new, if you're R&B or whatever genre you're in. And if you're just starting out as an artist, then you need to let me know that, so I can say new artist, new hit, new whatever genre you're in, song, hit song. And this is a debut song by the debut artist and song. And I can say that so people know. And like I said, when I first looked at the numbers of how many times this song has been viewed, it was at, when I first checked, it was 45. Now it's at 67. When I checked it earlier, it was at 66. So, 67, that's good. Yeah, so. You know, Rolling Stone is all about helping. And whatever we could do to help progress business further, you as an artist further, because on Instagram, when you're on social media, you and the people that you our friends with through social media don't have the same friends. So, like, I'm following Shawn Millie, but even though Shawn Millie may not be following me back, but the fact that I exposed him, that I'm exposing him, people that I'm friends with on the gram, that when they really like him, might want to click on his name and start following him. Just because of him singing his song, they're not following him. Or going to Spotify or whatever streaming platform they listen to, putting in his name and listening to his music because of a clip that I posted. And Shawn Millie ain't asked me to do it. I just do it. You know, these, when I post artists on my Instagram, they don't ask me to do them. I do it because I like what I see in the video and I want to share with other people so they can like it too. And, you know, that's it. Road to Stardom is all about, I'm all about helping. That's all why I started Road to Stardom Radio, because there's so many indie artists out there that are not getting major airplay that stations like mine are playing their music and still playing their music and still playing their music. And it's like, and as an artist, you should feel good about that. Like I mentioned last night, I've been playing two raps since the radio station started. For when the year the radio station started. So 10 years of airplay. Not a lot of artists can say they got 10 years of airplay with their music. And it doesn't matter when you drop the music. If it's new to me, it may be old to you, but it's new to me because I never heard it. So you artists need to understand that. Any music you have, have you put it out in 97? If I've never heard it before, it's new to me. Just because it's old to you, it's new to me, so, and the people who's going to be listening to it is going to be new to them. You understand what I'm saying? So you send all your music. Yep, you send all your music. So, we're gonna get into another song right now. And this song is called Let's Play. It's by another artist who I'm just not knowing about. Will Preston. And the song is called Let's Play. Yep. Here we go. Thank you.
I came along with a different song. It's not the same.
You can't believe I said it. You don't believe I did it. You never thought that I would come and take that heart away. You push, but I keep pulling. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. So while you're here, let's go and play.
Hey, let me touch you the right way. Show you how to play. Every now and then, you gotta go in for the win. Touch you the right way. Show you how to play. And when you think that we're all done, we'll do it all again. It wouldn't stop me anyway. Seems your last left you cold. From the crazy things I'm told, you gotta leave it all behind. When you find a love like mine, it's a different day. Cause I came your way, it's not the same.
You can't believe I said it. You don't believe I did it. I came along and I took a lonely heart away. He pushed, but now I'm pulling. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. So while you're here, let's go and play.
Do you wanna play? Do you wanna play? Have a little fun, you deserve to play. Do you wanna play? Come on, let's play. I'll show you how to play, girl, play the game. Leave your cares from yesterday. You and me, we're on our way. I can make you feel a way you've never felt. Come on, let's play.
Let me touch you the right way. Show you how to play. Every now and then,
we've gotta go in for the win.
Touch you the right way,
baby.
Show you how to play. And when you think that we're all done, we'll do it all again.
Every now and then, you've gotta go in for the win.
Alright, that was Will Preston. Well, let's play.
Now I'm learning the song, because when I like a song,
I gotta learn the words so I can sing along. Yep. Fast in right there. Let me see if I can get it. Let me look him up to see if I can give y'all a little background on him. Oops. Okay, he's on YouTube, he's on Spotify, YouTube Music, Pandora, Apple Music. And this is the same person I just played. Let's see. I can look at the song list and tell me. Yep, this is him. So let's go back. Okay, so let's see.
Let's touch you the right way. Show you how to play.
He does have a website. Go worldplus.com. But it's not letting me go. Oh, yeah, okay, there we go. world prosperity. Welcome to the new web experience. We're so excited about the new website. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter below. Stay connected and to receive special notices, messages from Will. So much excitement on the way. Okay, I don't need to sign up because I haven't heard about myself as a fan just yet.
Well, I like the song, but that's all me.
Okay, so it says here, Will Preston was the first introduced to music. Will Preston was first introduced to music, to most music fans.
Who wrote this? Because I'm trying to understand what it says. It says Will Preston was first introduced to most music fans with the release of his debut CD, It's My Will, on the West King Entertainment imprint. Its artwork garnered rave reviews worldwide. It was featured on many of the most well-known and respected websites and radio stations across the globe. News magazine articles and television appearances also helped fuel the debut success. It went on to gain distribution and licensing deals with the UK, Japan, Germany, Spain, Canada, the Netherlands, and many other territories, solidifying his reputation as one of the most significant debut efforts by independent artists. Oh, he's independent. Okay. All right. I'm liking him now. Me and the artist. Okay, so now Will returns with his brand new release, Where Do I Begin, available in all outlets on the 12-track collection. Will delivers an edgier yet familiar sound while maintaining the soulful sophistication that he is widely known for. The lead single, Never Knew Love, written by Will, is a mid-tempo emotional groove that has a memorable flair. Will's rich vocals paired with the sensuous guitar-driven track provide the perfect backdrop to usher in the mood in what many have called his most intimate and emotional album to date. Where Do I Begin offers a soulful dose of R&B with productions infusing elements of hip-hop and pop, which widens the project's appeal. And the second single of the album is Let's Play. I haven't heard the first song, but this is the second single of that album, so I'm liking that. So I'm sure the first one, all I do is look them up on Spotify and I can get a taste of Will Preston. But usually the artist usually tells you where they're from. I'm in the About Me section.
Tell me the right way. Show you how to play.
Ah, I like that one, Will, but I gotta listen to your other stuff to see if I'm gonna like the whole album now.
Tell you the right way. Show you how to play.
Okay, I gave you a little bit about Will Preston. He is on Spotify. He do have videos on his YouTube page. He's on Apple Music. Okay. This is my first time I've ever heard about this artist. And I love soul tracks. Because Soul Tracks exposes me to, just like I play indie music, Soul Tracks exposes me to a lot of indie artists I've never heard of. A lot of artists I've never heard of. And what I love that Soul Tracks what these artists are doing. They're going to Soul Tracks and saying, here, this is my new single is going to be released. I want you to share it with the people or with other radio stations so it could get airplay. This is why I say the DJ needs the artist and the artist needs the DJ. If you're a radio, see, I call myself a host. I don't call myself a DJ, which is disc jockey. I don't call myself that. I call myself a host. But, like I said, the DJ needs the artist needs the DJ. And this is why I don't charge for airplay, because you need exposure as an artist, right? I need the music to play. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm a lover of R&B. I'm a lover of all genres, but my top two is R&B and gospel. So, you know, let's see how much time we got left. We got a lot of time left. So the next promotion, let me pull up my calendar so I can tell you the next promotion business show. And next time it won't be just me. You will get to hear people will be promoting themselves. Let's see, September. So the next one will be September 17th. No, not the 17th. My bad. I think this is the wrong date. Because the way they got this thing on calendar. Because September is starting out on a Wednesday. The 1st of September is on a Wednesday. That's why I was thrown off. So the 1st of September, so it will be 15th, not the 17th. 17th is a Friday. So September 15th is the next promotion business show. Same time at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're an artist who needs to promote something, all you got to do is just call us 347-202-0318. That's 347-202-0318. And then October starts out on a Friday. So that one, the one for October would be The one for October will be on the 20th. Because like I said, if you can't make that one, if whenever I announce there's going to be a promotion business show, if you can't make the show, you can always email me at rogerstarlin2010@gmail.com with all your information about your business. If you're an artist, about where people get your music, the name of your album, and all that stuff. And I will promote it for you. Because I know, you know, you got to get up for work. So you're going to be getting ready for bed at the time. Come on. Yep. That's right. The one in October is 5 days before my birthday. So, the 28th, I haven't been mentioning it, is Road to Stardom Radio's anniversary. That's right. And if on Bego, there will be a Bego anniversary party if you're on Bego. I used to go live and do an anniversary show But I haven't done one in a long time. So this time, because, you know, you get, you announce, oh, it's your anniversary. You want people to call in and say, oh, happy anniversary while you live on air, and people don't do it. So I just feel like it's a waste. But this is my 11th year in radio. I think I may go live, but I may go early. So I will definitely let y'all know if I do go live, I will probably go early. And y'all can call in and say happy anniversary. Yep. So I'm going to give you another song and then I'm going to get out of here. And that song I'm going to give y'all, Boy Two Raps new single, Don't Rush. I don't know why, for some reason, when I was thinking Don't Rush, I was thinking of Silk Song. Told you I'm a lover of R&B, even though Two is hip-hop. I'm a lover of R&B. When I thought of Don't Rush, I thought of the Silk Song. I think it goes, don't rush, baby, don't rush. I don't know the rest after that. It's been a long time since I heard that song. That's, yep. So here we go. My boy Two Raps, Don't Rush.
Two. Two Raps, nigga, I'm nice. Your boy too fly, I ain't even take a flight. Need a couple brownies, get me higher than a kite. Your girl sits here, they see rhyming like a bike. I'll be a plumber, I can clear them pipes. I can come in the eyes, I can blur her sight. I'm Mario on foes, I can serve her right. Chance is my Chelsea, be serving life. Two Raps, nigga, I'm sick. Corona mix with AIDS, ain't sicker than this. Pen game heavy, I ain't slick with the words. I came from the streets, I ain't dressed like a curb. Back in the day, I used to dress like a nerd. Now I dress fly, fly than a bird. See me in the streets, please hit me with a year. Want you to praise me like a church. I be killing rappers daily cause I got the urge. You know I'm good money, EBT on the first. Yo, I get excited, see your mom's in a skirt. Then break her off right, then I'm out like skirt. Two Raps, yeah, that's the name. My tongue is on fire, you know I spit the flame. If I say I'm getting smart, you know I'm getting brain. Just like the Blazers, I stay with a dame. Lying in the game, no, I can't be tamed. I'm the best in the game, now I just need the fame. My mouth is a gun and the lyrics go bang. Straight through your ears, I ain't even got an aim. Don't call me Damian Wayne, cause I cause major pain. I walk like a pimp, I ain't even got a cane. No Z in the whip, scribbling money in the day. Your girls and notes, can't even sing. Ah, man, I messed up with the last line. And we'll say, make your girl hit the note, she can't even sing. Ah.
Yep, and I'm over here dancing to that song. That's my boy, too, right there. I'm telling you, Bad Boy got a lot of songs that he's done but haven't released. And I'll let y'all know, because if you like him, I'll let y'all know when he drops the music, where you can go listen to it. Yep. So time to say goodbye to all my listening friends. I appreciate you rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl. Road to Starting Radio. I'm going to say peace and love. I appreciate you. Follow your girl on Instagram at Road to Starting. That's TWS2 on Twitter at Road to Starting. TWS2. I like the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Road to Starting. Empire Road to Starting Radio, Single Road Show, Black Oak Radio, which is BLAKOKE. Bye-bye now.